Hello, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 146. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And this week, I didn't really do anything.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm the only one who did. But I lucked out, because I got a snow day on Tuesday. Though it really wasn't needed.
They predicted 8 to 12 inches of snow, and we maybe got 4.
We got more like 6 here. Whenever we get a little bit more, I think just closer to the foothills. But darn the cold, it killed all my flowers.
Yeah, your lawn's looking really nice, and we're just going to die in the next 3 days.
No, it's been good. I mean,
the grass don't care.
It's not very much, at least. No, as long as it gets some snow on it, I think helps insulate it from, like, it's the cold that's the problem. Getting down to, like, 7 doesn't help, even when you cover stuff. Our strawberries made it, though. We covered them, so I'm just hoping it doesn't kill any of our seedlings, because we're going to get another bout of cold, this time on Wednesday. And snow, in April. Sometimes I hate Colorado.
Actually, apparently we're not the only ones that keep getting all this.
Who else is getting weird snow?
It seems to be kind of scattered around the country.
Oh, I guess it's true. It'll head out, you know.
Those snowstorms don't stop at the border.
No, I guess not. Nebraska gets them, and then I guess it might turn to thunderstorms by the time it hits, you know, further central, you know, east.
And the further north you go, the colder it still gets, so.
I just want spring to be spring. It doesn't have to be super hot or warm yet. I just want, you know, less
consistent
snow.
Consistent 50s, maybe?
Yeah, consistent 50s, high 30s at night, so it doesn't kill any of my plants. Yeah. Okay, so I guess we should stop griping about Colorado weather. It's just, you get everything in the matter of a couple of days, and sometimes you're just like, I'm done.
It's like, that's it, I give up.
Yeah, so I guess since I'm the only one who played anything, I guess I should talk about what I played since.
Yep, I'd advise that.
Alright, so I got a 3DS for my birthday, and I played it when I first got it, and then I kind of, like, hid it, and I had some games I got for Christmas, and I just kind of didn't play, and I was all like,
let's be honest now, you hid it for me.
Well, I still need to get way caught up in Zelda. I still have to be Princess Zelda the first time, and he's finished, like, he's in the Spirit Temple.
Okay.
So, yeah, I didn't even get to play my own present. But I got Super Mario 3D Land for Christmas, so I was like, okay, I'll start with this, because I demoed it at E3, and I was like, I like to, you know, continue on. It's fun. A lot of times the worlds are really super short. I can't believe how short they are, but sometimes you have to figure out certain gimmicky things that happen. Like, in one stage, there's these red-blue platforms that every time you jump, it flips from the red side and then flips over the opposite, say, blue on a single pivot. So, if you're standing on the red and you jump, make sure you jump forward to where the blue spot's going to show up, because the red one disappears, because it's basically like a little paddle. That's always trying fun to make it through, especially when you have little mole guys throwing the wrenches at you, because you're like, oh, I gotta jump over this wrench, and then you just kill yourself because you just jumped into a hole because you made your platform disappear. I mean, stuff like that. The other thing is, too, is that each stage has 3 star coins hidden throughout the stage. Some are blatantly obvious, like, here I am, come grab me, and others you gotta kind of look for in different spots, and the coins unlock stages that you don't have to do as you're working through the world, but you can unlock them, but you definitely need them to unlock, like, the final stages if you want to, you know, destroy Bowser. I think you have to have 100 coins or something. I had, like, 130, and I wasn't really trying. And I just got lucky. World 7 and 8, I had all the coins in every world, so I don't have to go back and redo those ones.
Nice.
And World War 1 now. I have all the coins in each individual stage there. The game, it's really stupid easy to get way too many lives. I usually am bumming around with anywhere between 60 and 80, depending on how I do in a level. Most of the time, levels, I might die once or twice at the most. Usually I get through. But then other times, I would just, you know, especially if I've been playing too long, start kind of failing and, you know, dying a lot. This game takes extreme pity on you, and when you come back, there'll be a glowing box with the Tanuki leaf on it. Well, you hit it. It gives you a gold, shiny, sparkly Tanuki leaf. Which, when you get it, instead of being like the brown Tanuki, you are this white with gold trim, sparkly Tanuki. And I can't figure out what other things it empowers you with other than it gives me, I don't know, it's like a confidence boost or something, because every time I get it, I automatically finish the level before. It's like, why? It doesn't give me anything else special. It doesn't make my jumps longer. It doesn't seem to give me more extra hits. I have never looked up to see what it does, but it's just like, it's like the game's like, you've died so many times in a row quite suddenly. Here's an extra, you know, power up for you. It's like, thanks, game. Thanks for making me feel great. But I completed the, you know, the first, I guess, you know, go through of all the levels, and I rescued Princess Peach, which, oh my gosh, Princess Peach is such an object in this game, because literally, you know, the flagpole that you always have to hit at the end of the stage to, you know, finish it, she is literally tied with this bright, like, orange and yellow bow to the pole. Yeah, so after you just do the Bowser battle, which is actually really interesting and fun in this version, and you rescue her, you and the Toads all grab Tanuki leaves, and everybody turns into Tanukis except for Princess Peach, because Mario has to carry her off into the sunset.
The reason why you beat the level immediately after getting the white leaf is you're invincible.
But I never, like, run into anything then.
A new variation of Tanuki Mario also appears in this game called White Tanuki Mario. Mario can only obtain this form by collecting an invincibility leaf after losing 5 lives in a level, and is completely invincible for the duration of the level.
Okay, well that's good to know, but this is the thing, I never could test anything, because I like never would run into an enemy to like downgrade, so I'm all like, what does it give me? Other than, yay, I get a Tanuki suit again. Well, that's good to know. Yeah, mostly it was just me mistiming jumps. It's not necessarily dying to the enemies and such, it's just like, man, I just jumped poorly again. Or sometimes you're like, man, I need to get that star coin. I know exactly where it is, and I just missed it because it's on a moving platform or something. You know, you're kind of on rails, and I'm all like, well, I would just kill myself and try again. I did that a lot on Bowser's stage, because I'm all like, I am not going to come back and do the Bowser battle because I missed one coin. And so there's one that, yeah, is on a track, and I kept missing it, so I just was purposely killing myself. But yeah, now I have unlocked the secret levels, which, again, is, like, full worlds, all 8 again. So there's, like, 60-some stages that I have to go through. And I have to rescue Luigi this time.
Okay.
So that's what I've been playing the most. And it only took me 6 to 8 hours at the most.
So it's just sitting down and actually getting it done.
Yeah, it was just, you know, sitting down and playing. And I play, like, for an hour or so. I just, you know, do something else and come back and play about an hour or so, and then go do something else and whatnot. But I've been trying out more games for my 3DS, because, I don't know, some reason with the port, I don't know if it's because it's portable or what it is, but I have an easier time just kind of making myself play games for it. So I've also been working my way through New Super Mario Bros. 2, which is a lot like Super Mario Land, 3D Land, except this object is gather all the coins possible all the time and also find star coins. And I'm just kind of trying to get through the end of the game right now, but there's like secret like pathways and such, and I have been doing horrible at finding anything. Because there's like different ways that you can go off the path. Some of them you have to like pay star coins to like get through. Other times it's just there's a secret like entrance, so to speak, inside one of the other levels that branches off of it, but I haven't found anything. So I've been sucking in that respect. But I think I'm in world 3 or 4? 3. Because the Koopa kids are back in this one. And I have to fight Wendy Koopa now, so.
You know, you'd think either somebody would approach Mario about abusing kids, or they'd approach Bowser about sending his kids into these dangerous situations against this evil plumber that has repeatedly kicked their butts.
Yeah, and why they keep kidnapping Princess Peach. She like literally exists to be kidnapped. There is no other purpose for her.
It would be interesting to see what the Mushroom Kingdom looks like in an average day. I mean, what sort of royal duties does she actually have besides getting kidnapped?
And it's just like, why does she always have to get kidnapped? And it's like, Bowser solely exists to kidnap Peach, and Peach solely exists to get kidnapped by Bowser, so Mario can have a purpose. I mean, if Bowser was... Because I'm like, how many times do I have to dunk Bowser in lava? He just never dies. Because he even shows at the end of at least 3D Land, you dunk him in lava and he doesn't come back. But then when you're flying away, as everyone with Tanukis, here comes Bowser standing on a whole tower of Goombas that's swaying as he's trying to swipe you out of the air and he falls. So you're like, well, Bowser's still alive. I guess that's why Luigi's kidnapped. And now I gotta go save Luigi. But let's see, what else have I did? Pokemon White 2. I haven't played a Pokemon game in forever, and already I feel like, oh my gosh. Now I remember why it's been a long time since I played Pokemon. Sometimes I'm like, how long am I play Pokemon? And then now I realize there are so many Pokemon. So many now. And I've barely made it to like the first town. And I have six Pokemon now, so I have a full roster, but I'm like,
I don't want you, Rattata equivalent.
Yeah, well, I have to have it right now because there's just no other Pokemon that I've encountered yet. But just leveling all of them up, I forgot. I'm like, this is the part that I don't like about Pokemon.
The grinding?
It's the grinding. It's a little bit easy. I don't know if it was like this in the first game, but if you switch out a Pokemon, even if it only does like one attack or something, and then you pull it back, it at least still gets experience
Yeah, it was like that in the original Pokemon. That's how you got a Gyarados ever. It was basically like, go Magikarp! Come back, Magikarp! Go with someone useful!
Yeah, so that's...
Because then the two Pokemon that were out split the XP.
Well, you're saying that Magikarp was a completely useless Pokemon?
Use your Splash Attack!
Yeah. So that's the only thing that, you know, I'm just like, feel kind of daunted by it. I'm like, no, we'll just do little bits at a time. Just like play for an hour, capture a few Pokemon, go to the next area. Because the only Pokemon game I've ever finished was the first one.
I finished Pokemon Blue.
That was mine, Blue. My brother had Red. And then he got Yellow. I think he finished Yellow at some point, too. But I haven't had any other Pokemon games since then.
I bought Yellow, but I don't think I finished Yellow. And Yellow only came out to be a tie-in for the video game so people could have the Pikachu following them.
Yeah, and for the television series, too.
That was the TV show.
Yeah, you said video game.
Or tie-in for the TV show, I meant.
Yeah.
Video game. Tie-in for the video game.
Yeah.
TV video game tie-in. That was where you actually played Ash and had the Pikachu following you around.
Yes. I have also seen pictures that there was a limited edition 3DS that had, it was Pikachu.
Mm-hmm. Pikachu is undoubtedly still the most popular of the Pokemon, I think.
He's cute.
He's an electric rat.
Cute.
But I do miss when, you know, when there were 150 Pokemon, I could feasibly actually have collected them all.
And you kind of remember most, I don't know, look at stuff, I can kind of remember most of their names and what type they are. Now I'm all like, I recognize none of you.
It's like, there's 650 of you. 650 plus of you. And here's something that always kind of confused me, because, you know, there's Dragon-type Pokemon and there's Fire-Flying-type Pokemon. Charizard is not a dragon-type Pokemon. He is a giant flying lizard that breathes fire, but he is not a dragon Pokemon. Explain to me how that actually makes sense.
Dragon Pokemon get Hyper Beam.
But he's a dragon that's not a dragon. That makes no sense to me.
I don't know. I can't.
Because you don't want to have one of your starting Pokemon able to Hyper Beam all of the stadium map, you know, bosses to, you know, oblivion. Which is pretty much my strategy when I got to the stadium.
Did you still use Gyarados?
I had like a Gyarados. I can't remember. I had basically enough, you know, things that I had taught Hyper Beam to. I just was like, it's like, so-and-so sends out something, Hyper Beam! So-and-so sends out another thing, Hyper Beam! Just like, it roast everything.
Okay, I wasn't the only one who took like balanced parties or something, because what was my starter? I had Bulbasaur was my starter, so I had...
You don't need a bounce party if you just blast everything with one shot.
I'm trying to remember. I had a Venusaur. I had a Pidgeot. I raised a Pidgey up to a Pidgeot because it was awesome. I'm sorry. Flying Pokemon were awesome. I think I had Articuno because I had all the legendary Pokemon, but I liked using that one a lot.
Now I feel like I want to go buy the new Pokemon game. Curse you!
I know. It's kind
of... Well, that and Luigi's Mansion I want to go buy.
Yeah, well, my thing is now I want to go buy Fire Emblem. Proteus' brother has gotten after us, like, why do you not love Fire Emblem as much as I love Fire Emblem? I'm like, I knew of Fire Emblem, but I only got introduced because of Super Smash, you know, Brothers having Marth and Roy be playable characters. And I'm like, what are these characters from? And then you learn, oh, they're from Fire Emblem. I think at that point, they really hadn't released any of the games domestically. And shortly after, I think there was a little bit of demand, so they decided, okay, we'll start releasing a few. And I just never got one. Ever. I know what they're, you know, they're basically like Advanced Wars or Tactics Ogre or, you know, Final Fantasy Tactics even, you know, turn-based, you know,
Here's the thing combat. About popular demand for games from Nintendo. It doesn't always work, though. Let's say, for example, this one little game few people may know about it called Earthbound.
I had a dream here recently that I found a copy for Earthbound for sale for Super Nintendo for like $25. And I'm like, I gotta start looking around and see if I can make this dream come true because I never bought Earthbound when it originally came out. And I kind of regret it. But I want to buy it now because it's be expensive.
It seems like they could at least, you know, release it for, like, Virtual Console or something.
See, this is the thing, that people over here have been demanding... Earthbound is basically Mother. And there's several in the series, because they've been talking about releasing Mother 2, I think, for the Virtual Console in Japan. And everybody over here is, like, screaming, please give it to us. But they're like, oh, there's not enough demand, or, you know, yeah, there's 5,000 people who want it, but it's not enough to cover for us to, you know... do the domestication, you know.
Yeah.
Translated and all that sort of stuff. And I'm like, really? Really? I mean, I've been very thankful that there have been certain quirky RPGs that were able to make it here to the States. Because those are the ones that I remember the most. And, are you know, were some of the most interesting games I've played. Because I know right now everybody's been clamoring for... high-definition Majora's Mask remake. Like what they did with Ocarina of Time.
And they are doing with Wind Waker.
Yeah. They have announced that they are doing a high-definition remake of Wind Waker.
Nice.
That's going to be coming out on the Wii U's Virtual Console. And their reasoning is that they still really like where that game went. But they feel that the Wii U and some of the, you know, specs that it has now can kind of bring more to life the cel-shading that they were wanting.
Well, here it is for $140. That's the cheapest one, and it ends in 4 hours as of this recording.
With free shipping! I would hope that's what it was. I would hope you'd give me free shipping at that point.
Well, this one here has 1 hour left, 5 bids, but it's not free shipping.
No. Sometimes, though, I understand, too, it's like, if it's something I'm like, I just want you to help me pay its way, I'm not looking to make any money on shipping. But yeah, this one here is the whole collect, you get the box and the instruction booklet, and even the holder it came in still, for $350.
Hey, for $375, they're doing the...
That's $675.
Or $675. It includes the scratch and sniff. And the guide. See, yes, people, they are giving it with a scratch and sniff.
I do remember that being in there.
Is it like some puzzle-like tie-in in the game or something?
I don't remember why they did it exactly. It was, you know, unique to each character, too.
Anywho,
I tried Fire Emblem Awakening. I was enjoying it. The characters were, you know, making me laugh and interesting. And I didn't even met, you know, the full cast. Part of it is so blasé, though, like, you start the game and your character has amnesia. You're like, really, guys?
Amnesia?
And then slowly, as you're doing your first combat, he regains certain memories. Like, he seems to know everything about combat and can know what people's, you know, stats are and all this sort of stuff. It's kind of funny. The other thing that's kind of weird about the game that I've learned, thank you Tumblr and Tiny Cartridge on Tumblr, who posts everything just about, you know, handheld gaming. They don't have any feet, really, in Fire Emblem. They have these weird, they, like, are all weird, like, little points. I'm like, why do they have proper feet? They thought that the 3DS wasn't going to have enough memory capability to do the whole game. especially because they have voice acting and 3D animated cutscenes and all this sort of stuff. And what ended up happening is, yeah, they had plenty of room, so they actually went through and at least added in ankles to everybody, but they still don't have feet, really. It's like, okay.
I can find that entertaining.
But I enjoyed it. You can get the, you know, if you have a 3DS, you can download the demo. I kind of didn't realize I could download demos, and I'm like, oh, I like being able to do this. It's very awesome, because it gives you at least a taste of the game without having to say, do you own this game, or am I going to have to just invest in it and be disappointed, or what? Because the other one I was trying was Etrian Odyssey 4 for the 3DS, which I had looked at getting the other ones for the DS, and it just never has happened. I've never bought one, so I was like, okay, I'll just try it. It's a lot like, it's a Dungeons & Dragons sort of RPG where you get to pick out, you can have like 30 people in your clan of different classes. You can, or even like Final Fantasy Tactics or something, where you can pull from your group of clan to do like missions and dungeons, but you have to map these dungeons. That's basically part of the thing, is you're kind of given a blank canvas, and as you're walking through stuff, you sort of fill in the dungeon. And you can kind of fill in more to say, there's these certain baddies here, or this is a dead end, or, you know, certain things too. And it's part of the premise is going through looking for treasure and stuff, but also mapping your way, because you might have to come back later for stuff or whatnot. So I've done, like, the first mission, which is basically go to this, you know, thing, get some of this special ore, and then come back. I have yet to see what's further beyond there, because I was, playing around with it. I was like, oh, I gotta stop. You know, I've been playing games most of the evening at that point, and we're like, we gotta do something else. We can't just play games all night. But I enjoyed it. The crazy thing, though, about downloading demos on your 3DS is they give you so many times to play a demo. So each one is all like, here, you get 30 times. I'm all like Fire Emblem Awakening, I'm like, I can only play the demo so many times. Usually just once. I go through, kind of see what it is. Oh, good. And then I decide if I want to go, you know, get something, you know, buy it later. But I still have 29 times. You can't save it, so I can't save it to go back into it later. So yeah, that's been all my gaming for the week.
Well, that's going to be about all we have, too, this week, folks. Unfortunately, I didn't do a whole lot. I plan on renting Injustice Gods Among Us when it comes out on Tuesday, so hopefully I'll have more next week. But in the meantime, yeah, I just got squat. Proteus?
I was just so busy at work. I had no time for much else. I actually ended up spending a good amount of my free time that may have gone to gaming into doing some planning on D&D and sketching out ideas for some plot stuff, basically. So
yeah, and I was just doing some sketching. I was making some characters I drew in high school look not so bad. Boy, they have terrible hands, so I cannot draw hands. I still can't really draw hands, but I'm not as bad as I was in high school, so hooray!
Yay! At least you're not like the dude that does real life where you just constantly keep them in their pockets unless they're actively doing something with said hands.
Yeah, otherwise the hands are always out in my drawings. The problem was I always cut everybody off at the feet, or ankles. Everybody had feet. And it wasn't because I couldn't draw feet, it's just I couldn't, you know, position everything on the page very well and proportionalize out what I wanted to do, so everybody cut off at weird places, usually the ankles.
Well, we'll see everybody next week, hopefully with more content, although I don't think we did too bad today, honestly, considering I didn't think we had that much. Anywho, you can find us on Facebook.com or Twitter, The Game Slave for both of those. Comments, questions, rants, anything like that, stuff you think we could improve on, can go to mail@thegameslave.com. In the meantime, everybody have a great week and game on.
Game on.
Game on.